Kiss 96.9. Hello, it's Tuesday, and we're Dancing with the Stars Week 8. I got my buddy Hunter Lyle from the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Hello, Hunter.
Hey there. Can you believe it's almost Christmas? I know when you said that earlier, I think I about fell out of my seat. I just can't believe it's November and that the holiday season is right here.
We are the Christmas music station. We started playing it day after Halloween.
Wow. So. Which the music is great. I really do like the music. And, you know, if you're looking for a gift, dancing, what's better than dancing? But so I have to say, I do like that season.
All right. It was dance-off last night. Lots of controversy. Now, including you and I, we were going back and forth on the text machine.
Yeah.
And I texted you after I saw Sean's dance, I think.
Yeah, it was shocking. You know, you and I were up, we're late at night owls, and we were texting back and forth very late after the show last night, watching all this and rerunning and rewatching it all. And it was shocking because we really didn't expect that to happen. I expected her to stay on the show one more time as a fun comedian, and that didn't happen. There were several surprises last night.
At 9:38, I texted you, watch. Kate will go home one more week for Sean. And then a couple of minutes later, I told you in all
You did.
Caps.
I heard the I told you so in capital letters, and I was laughing as my phone buzzed, and I'm sitting there going, oh, my gosh, he was right. So you called it perfectly.
Now, I think Len called it the mermaid had better feet than Sean.
Yeah, and the judges were not happy. I mean, you could tell all three of them, and, you know, we're friends with two of them, and it's like they were not happy about the outcome. And I think going forward to the show, it's a great show. It's been 28 seasons, and we've been a supporter of the show and been on the show multiple times, but I think that they do need to make some changes to go forward, either with multiple awards or a different voting system.
Yeah, definitely. Something has to change because last year Bobby Bones wasn't the best person dancing.
No, and he, you know, we got to talk to him last year. It was really an interesting conversation because I was not for him, and he did not do well in the first 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. He tried hard, and later in the season he improved, but a lot of it were the votes that were behind him, and that's what really propelled him onward. And, you know, he even said, I didn't deserve to win, but I'm appreciative of the win. But I think they do need to change how they're doing this a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk about the good stuff.
Absolutely.
Triple tens twice last night. Allie and Sasha did a wonderful Paso Doble.
That was very exciting. And I have to say, you know, that was a really neat thing. The Paso Doble was a great challenge. It was a great thing to watch. It was a very bold move. You know, there was to the song Higher, and I thought that was a great choice in music. It was a very intense routine. I think the ballroom gave it great applause. It was, Carrie Ann called her a superstar. And I think it was the first perfect score of the entire season. So that was pretty remarkable.
I was stunned by James and Emma's contemporary dance. I don't like, you know how I feel about contemporary dance and jazz dancing. I think it's just dancing, and
yeah.
I don't think it should be competitive, but that looked like ballet at the start.
It was amazing. You know, we both agree, when they added the contemporary version, the contemporary style to this, it was a way to add some variety, and it's not wrong. It's an adagio-type style, but it wasn't as exciting to watch, I think. But that one particularly, when they put Don't Stop Believing on there, you know, it was, he did a great talk about his start before Dawson's Creek. Mm-hmm. He's one of those fun actors that you see, and you kind of like the guy because he's likable. But his parents never gave up. He kept doing it, and he really knocked it out of the park with that one.
Bruno said it was compelling, and the section of lifts was totally exquisite.
Yeah, they were flawless. I mean, literally, his balance, his composure. When you do a lift, you know, as a guy, you're actually holding on to the lady. You're trying to make her look good. She's the picture. You're the frame. And everybody thinks, oh, you're a lifter. That's easy. That is not easy because your balance can falter, or your timing, your rhythm, and you've got to make her look good while making it look effortless. And that was, it was pretty much flawless again.
Kel is continuing to improve every week. Him and Whitney did that salsa. I think his best dance of the year.
I think it was too. You know, it was really something. The salsa was to Montel Williams' This Is How We Do It, which is a fun song for salsa. Uh-huh. And it was really nice because Montel was on the show with him. I love Carrie Ann's comment. It was all that and a bag of chips. But I mean, that was a really great 28. It was the first 10 of the season. I thought the salsa was really good. It showed a lot of rhythm. He had a couple movements where he's a little bit stilted, but that's expected even in this show because, again, they're learning brand new things every week.
And he was leading.
Yes, he was leading. He actually really did lead. It wasn't just totally choreography, and you could see that. And that, to me, was exciting because that is social dancing combined with performance dancing.
Because when you get to this point, you've already learned several dances. You're going to do another dance again.
Yes,
It's the confidence that builds up inside you while you're doing these dances that makes you do better, I think.
You hit it right on the head. And by week number 8, what I think is fascinating is when they're learning performance dancing, let's say that they learn a salsa, a swing, a tango, they're learning different styles of dancing, but while learning those choreographed moves, they're actually learning how to move with a partner. They're actually learning how to lead, how to follow. Mm-hmm. They're learning how to do dance to the music. And you see that through the multiple dances that are integrated in the season by week number 8, 9, and 10. And that is really fun to watch.
I think Lauren and Gleb did a good job, despite her broken ribs.
Yeah, three injured ribs, if you can believe it. Oh, I mean, goodness. And they took on a jive with injured ribs. And
great syncopation.
Wow, amazing. Yes,
footwork was right there.
You hit that on the head. That was fantastic. Great song to Hound Dog. That was and you're doing that. You know, you've got your ribs wrapped. There's not a whole lot you can do with injured ribs except wrap them tightly and keep on moving. And, you know, she messed up a little bit midway through the routine, but they, you know, they encouraged. They kept going. The energy stayed really high, and it was not a heartbreak hotel, they said. It was a 24. Great score, and I admire her, you know, the capacity to dance while you have injured ribs. That's something.
Hannah and Alan did a quick step. Now, let me ask you, why do they wear long skirts for dances like that? It looks to me like they're hiding the footwork, but they were commenting that the footwork was beautiful. Bruno even said that. It was a game changer.
Yeah, you know, the traditional style of quickstep, it's an international standard dance. Traditionally, they wore the long gowns. Mm-hmm. Once upon a time, even the feathers back in the 80s and back in that day. And, you know, I've actually judged a few of those competitions when they had feathers, and that was always entertaining. But with the long dresses, there's two reasons. One is traditional. Two, It does hide the footwork sometimes. I mean, if you're having trouble with that dance, and it is a hard dance, it's a hard one to master in a short amount of time, sometimes the dress you wear will highlight your highlight your positives and, you know, not accentuate your negatives. And I think that's important.
Len also said her feet were on point.
They were. He was very complimentary of that, which I thought was pretty good, because coming from him, he's typically very critical of that. I mean, again, 2 tens and a 9, that's pretty good.
He's the big judge of the three.
Oh, yeah. He really is. He's what I call a real judge. They all are real judges. Judges, mm-hmm. of course, but Lynn was a competitor with dancing. He actually at one point competed with the president of Arthur Murray.
Wow.
Back in the day. We're talking a long time ago, and the man's name is John Kimmins. He's a great guy, and they actually competed together once upon a time in the UK.
Did they have a dance-off?
They did. I would love to find some footage of that somewhere. I know it exists. I've been looking over the years, but have not found it yet.
Now, another question for you. Lynn said there was a bit of gapping going on in Hannah and Alan's quick step.
Yeah. When you do quick step, one of the things it shows, you know, how you're dancing is your partnership. And when you have to dance body to body, you have to dance in sync while you're dancing to a fast speed song, of course, to a fast rhythm. And when they do, what a gapping means, you're not connected to your partner. Mm. And you're seeing that because you can see the feet a little bit out of sync. And when the bodies get out of sync, it's kind of hard to get back on. So they did a good job with that, but that is challenging. And sometimes there's couples that don't get back on when that happens, and they just falter at that point.
And Kate and Pasha did a good job. I thought it was her best dance. Carrie Ann was proud of her. Matched so well, their energy matched so well, is what Carrie Ann said, that when they didn't do it, it was very noticeable.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct on that one. It was fun to watch. I don't know. You know, I personally like Kat. I enjoy watching her through this whole season.
Yeah.
I loved her performance in The Office. They did a good job, but it was right on track together. There were some errors. But again, you know, week number 8, you're going to have some of that. She laughed about it, though. At least she had a great sense of humor about her mistakes and was very humble even going off.
Back to Lauren and Gleb for a bit. They said there were 3 mistakes in that jive they had. And one was where she's just, and she did the right thing from what I understand. They got out of step, and she just stood there and waited for them to catch up to her.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And that's actually okay, because if you make a mistake and you can stop or pause and get back together and get back on, as a judge, it's much better to watch that, because you realize that they did understand they made the mistake. What you see sometimes in couples is they make a mistake and they bluster through it. And as a judge, let's say you're judging a lot of people, you don't know that they made a mistake.
Yeah.
So therefore, you're going to mark them badly because they just keep going. So I like it personally when they can stop, pause, get back on track, and keep going, because at least they're aware of it.
It's our Dancing with the Stars update. I'm with Hunter Lyle from the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Last dancer to talk about, Sean Spicer. And bless Jenna. Lindsay, her mom, passed away on Saturday. So that gave Jenna 2 days to learn the dance.
Yeah,
And I thought he should be gone this week, but you got to praise them for the effort.
Yeah, you know, we were talking last week that we found out that they're donating their winnings, if they do win, to charities. And, you know, that's admirable for what it's worth. But, you know, again, after the death, you know, she stepped in, she learned it quickly. She's an amazing dancer, an amazing person. And to watch that, you know, I think there was a life preserver literally thrown in there, you know, because of being in week number 8 and because she stepped in also.
Yeah.
But they're still on the show. And we got 2 more weeks to see what is going to happen, and I think it's anybody's game at this point.
Top judging, including the dance-off, which I don't care for, James and Emma got 32 out of 30.
Yeah.
Allie and Sasha, 30 for 30, and Hannah and Alan got 29 of 30.
Yeah, I am still voting. You know, I still like James Van Der Beek. I still think he's got a lot of potential. I think he's a fun character to watch. And I think he kind of slunk, you know, came down a little bit in the middle, but then he pulled it back up again. And I personally hope he wins. I think it'd be fun to see him do really well. I like Emma Slater. She's a really nice person. And I think that would be a fun win for him to see that happen.
Well, here's to Kate and Pasha, wherever they are. I wish they wouldn't have gone off last week, but that's the way it goes, I guess.
It really is, and I wish them the best. I think they really gave it their all, and I think it was things happen on the show. We've seen it week after week with the voting, the judging, and there is the component of the judges, there is the component, you know, of the audience, and they both do combine, and it's anyone's guess sometimes who's going to get there, but I do wish them the best. I think that they were very good sports about going off the show.
Yeah, and next week it is the boy band and girl group night. So yeah. I think somebody from the Spice Girls will be there, and Joey Fatone,
and he danced
and Joey's
well.
On everything.
Joey's on everything, and when he was on the show,
he's like Steve Harvey.
Yeah, he is. He's everywhere, and he really did a great job on the show. He's had a great personality, actually. So he's come through Lexington a few times, and he's actually a fun character. He's a fun person to talk to. But again, he's done great. He'll be on there next week. Who knows? He might even make a dance appearance. You never can tell.
Well, it's down to week number 9 next week. Should be a very interesting week. Sean Spicer, are you listening to me? Go home.
Maybe they're listening to our podcast. You think maybe we could send this national? So if you're listening national, give us some feedback. I mean, you never know how far this thing might reach. You never can tell.
Now, Hunter, tell them if they want to learn how to dance, what they can do.
It's very easy. You know, you've heard us on the radio on air for a long time. We've been friends for quite a while. And, you know, a lot of people, they think about dancing and they get scared. They get nervous. It's out of their comfort zone. So if you're listening to this, don't be afraid. Give it a try. Call now, 278-7711. You're going to get two free private lessons to learn to dance, or go to dancingiseasy.com. You can sign up for two free lessons. If you're a single person, don't be afraid. Come on in. The teacher will be your partner. You don't need a partner to learn to dance. If you are a couple, what a great way to spend time together. Get ready for a cruise, a wedding, a social event, and have a great date night together. So call now, 278-7711. Give it a try. Step out of your comfort zone. Hey, if we can be on the air and we can sound this great, or you sound that great, then you too can learn to dance.
There you go. And you used to say if you can walk, you can dance.
Absolutely.
And dancing is so therapeutic as well.
It really
Moving
is.
Moving makes a difference.
It does. You've got to move it or lose it. And if you can walk, you can dance. If you can walk in the door, you can dance. And if you have an injury or something, you know, we've taught a lot of people from the doctors here and send us patients for PT, because again, it's a great movement. It's a great way to keep your brain, your body in great shape.
All right, Dancing with the Stars week 8 over. Dancing with the Stars week 9 next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Sounds great.
I'll talk to you later, Hunter.